to their approach, perhaps. Well, you know, that Amber and Women's section's going to this day. It's never once packed up. You get places where you have a very good women's section, but something comes along and it goes out, but it gathers up again. Never happened in Amble. They've gone on and on and on.
When you got the group of women together for the first time, what did you say to them?
Well, you took a general line where you thought politically they would, it should be the appeal, the right subject to appeal. Well, I always, in a case like that, and this was just at the end of the war, perhaps in September after the war. I would then talk about their children and about their home conditions, talk about rationing, because it was still a terrific problem, talk about the need of care for the older folk, and about hospitals, health service, because of course we'd always talked a lot about health service. We talked about children's allowances, which, you know, Jim Griffiths, there was never a quicker move than when Jim Griffiths was, whatever he was minister of then, I don't know, but in the beginning of the Labour government, the first, one of the first things that happened was the payment of children. I had literally only £5 a week. But you see, £5 meant more than it does now. Plus the fact that getting what a lot of women thought was literally a £5 gift, it changed their attitude, and it wakened interest, and the interest spread further. That was a sort of talk. Then I would take the line, now, you could have a women's meeting, gave them the conditions under which they could have it, and they would have to raise their own money, they would have to meet their own demands and all that, but they would get representation throughout the party organisation and all this. And Amble, just as an example, you see, would start in 1945, perhaps September, October, and it's functioning today.
Yes,
yes, yes. In 40, it'd be the end of 40, towards the end of 45. Then, of course, you'd get periods when perhaps there would be an ease off of new organizations. And in that time, you did get a chance to review the position and consider where you should make a shot for development. Whenever I was at a first meeting like that, I used to weigh up from the odd things I'd heard before to what I saw when I got to the meeting. And I had a theory, I still have, that if you want a good all-round secretary, it's very wise to get a woman who's already a busy woman. Because it's obvious, if she's a busy woman, she can organise her life. That's important. Secondly, if she's a busy woman, perhaps concerned in the church, perhaps in the chapel or whatever it is, if you have that kind of woman, she has further, wider contacts. And she can say, oh, well, Mrs. Brown and Mrs. Jones are coming with me next week. So my standard was, if I can spot, or if, you know, I can hear of the busy woman, I'm after her, at least to start with. Because it gives a start off with a feeling that it can prosper, and the thing is very different. If you get an organization starting, it feels feeble and it doesn't know very much. It's a hard struggle. Then there were some places, of course, where they didn't want.